Beloved Babaji, I want to say thank you over and over again. The gratitude I feel for getting the opportunity to come here and soaking in this energy is too big for words. And when I look around me, everyone I see has the same silly grin on their face as I have. And all the friends' faces are glowing, shining so beautifully. Thank you is not enough. I love you, Juno. Everybody is longing for happiness, for freedom, but where to find it? And that's what it means to be a sannyasin. A sannyasin is one who wants to now be responsible, to come back to themselves, to be courageous, to be free. So anybody who has this longing will feel very happy here, because it's not easy. Even though it is your birthright, everyone is born free. How can you not? Just an open space. But then, with the conditioning, the culture, the family, your so-called responsibilities, your attachments, your problems, your identities, with all this, you become very heavy. Instead of being weightless, free, you become very burdened and very heavy. So, of course, this space of freedom of your true self is now hidden, but is still there. So when it has an opportunity to realize that it is available, it is here, it is now, then you become very happy, very grateful. This happiness, this gratefulness is just a sign that you have felt something so big that you can't put it into words. And that is my whole work here, to get you to remember that you are free and stand up for it. Freedom means so much to different people. Many places in the world today, they cannot say even what they want to say. And in the dictionary, that's what they say. Freedom is you are free to speak, to act, to do, to behave as you want. But that is very shallow. But that is all the freedom more than half of the world is struggling with. Just to speak what they want, to think what they want, to act what they want, to do what they want. Because of the old religions, because of the old habits, because of the old cultures. in this moment you have millions of refugees that is trying to run away from that oppression, no? Where they can't say what they want, they can't do what they want, they can't even think what they want. They are risking their life to be free, no? Freedom for them is just to live as they want to live, to speak what they want, to see what they want, to get the education what they want. In many places in the world, the girls, little girls, they are not even allowed to go to school. Only boys should go to school, no? Arranged marriages, also very normal for millions and millions, tens of millions of people, hundreds of millions of people. So now you are here, you have the opportunity, then what is holding you back from your freedom then? No, you can do. You are in a society where you can do what you want, you can dress as you want, you can speak what you want. But that is not freedom if you don't have the freedom of knowing who you are. So even when you have the freedom that millions of people are longing to have, you are still burdened. You are still imprisoned by your own conditioning. So we ourselves have put those into slavery. And not of somebody else, but of ourselves. And even that is difficult to break. You need the courage, because you are now, you are a slave of the society, of your own image of who you are. So that's why it's so important to find that courage. First, to be alive, that you are, but not many takes the responsibility to be really alive, to be responsible for their own life. Then to get the courage to recognize that you can do what you want. To not following your own ideas, other people's expectations about you, the society, the friends, the family. But have the intelligence, the courage to follow your own heart, your own wisdom. So this is what you have touched now. You're coming from outside where you are normally just living enslaved by your own habits. Then of course this is a place of freedom. You're very happy because this freedom is in everyone. It's just that you are so used to keeping it hidden, because it takes courage to live your freedom. Then nobody can tell you anything. So as these refugees from poor places, from different repressed religious countries, as they are trying to escape, risking their life, you should have the same courage to risk everything to be free. Because now you know freedom is not to live in the West. Freedom is not to live in America, in Scandinavia. This is totally forgotten. Now, in the so-called free countries, they have everything, but it's just materialistic, no? Everything is focused on the body. And that's why people have forgotten their own joy, their own peace, their own happiness. Then how can humans be happy? How can they be content when they don't know who they are? when they are not flowing. So this is something you have to realize. You have the opportunity. No, you don't need to risk your life to travel across the Sahara or go through the war zone with your families because of some fanatic is there. But you have to have the courage to stand up, to break free from your own enslavement. This is not talked about at all in the society. It's normal to behave just like the sheep. Everybody thinks the same. Anybody who stands up for something different, they will be in a dilemma. So that's the courage we're talking about. To be free, you have to stand up for yourself. And it's much easier to be a sheep than to be a lion. It's very easy to settle and fall asleep your whole life. But are you true to yourself? Are you really happy? Happiness that comes by itself. When you are real, when you are in a place that you can just be yourself, when you are accepting yourself, when you are doing what is right, then happiness comes like a shadow. There's nothing you have to seek. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing that you should gain or work for in the future. It is already there. It is already here. And that's what you are realizing. Soaking in this energy is too big for words. Yeah, you shouldn't say anything. You should just soak in it. Like when you are very tense and tired, then you just go in the bathtub and you soak, no? At least in the bathtub, be quiet. Don't bring your cell phone because now you're so obsessed with that also. Some people maybe talk even in the bathtub, I don't know. But one thing I know that people are crazy. And it's difficult to get them sane. What do you say, Shivani? Huh? Do you see the habit now you have, huh? That's how it is. Beloved Swam, helping myself to let go of what is holding me down and I'm supporting my longing. Yes, Asmani, that's what we are doing here. That's what I'm supporting you to also. And all these things that you are talking about in your life with work and houses and problems to do this or that is part of life. You just do what is needed to do. You're doing the right thing. There's nothing to worry about. As long as you are following your heart, and you are my crazy girl, so you will do it. Just don't let the mind interact. It is an art. Everything in life is an art, and it is an art to follow the heart, but still use your mind to be intelligent, to do what is needed so you get your money, so you make wise decisions. But let the decisions come from the heart. I know you say you want to go to Brazil for this winter, and if anybody can understand you, it's me. Why not? I think everybody should go, whenever they want. Come and go as you want, be happy. It's a caravanserai. And you know from your own experience that sometimes life can be a little tough to get it together. But who cares as long as you are happy? And one thing is for sure, that it's easier to be poor and not have a house in Brazil than here in the winter. So it's not much problem. This crazy business of being with me and meditation and enlightenment, all that, it might bring you happiness, freedom, but of course it's going to bring you challenges, because you have to be even more intelligent how you live, you know, what you do. But it's much better to be happy and poor than to be sad and rich. Dear Master, what comes up again and again every day, and even during the night when my body is sleeping, is such a tremendous laughter. And when I allow it to happen, there is just one message. She is coming home. Please help me, Babaji, hold me. It feels like being born again. There is a vivid remembrance of being born. It feels as if I have repeated this being stuck again and again in my life. Yes, we go on repeating the same things till in some way or the other is understood or seen, or we can get shocked out of it. You got shocked out of it in the best way. Love shocked. That is the best. Since we met, since you were here, there on YouTube, in my dreams, in my thoughts, in Dharma Mountain, it feels like the being born process of then, so many years ago, now is taking up the threads. It is true in a way, because it is a second birth. And when you get born, then you don't have all that experience that we have to go through. No, you have life experience. This is second birth, what in India they call rebirth. That is really sannyas. Like you said, Osho connected you because he talked so sharp, so intellectual that he nobody can escape his words. But with me, you're connected with the love, with the heart. So in one way or the other, that is how it has to be. The same thing happens here. First, people get touched in the head, they understand, they feel something. Then you have to drop the intellect, you have to come to the heart. Let that take over. Then it's a different reality, a different life. That is the second birth. And that is what is happening again and again, every day, some moments, even hours. And then I lost again. And according to you, since my only responsibility is taking care of Madhu, the happiness of being with you, every work Madhu is doing is out of this happiness, this bliss, this coming home, this being born again. Yes, you should experiment now in this world, how it is to have a grown-up body, but everything is new. Everything is a miracle. Everything you need to know is already in the computer. So you can behave totally ordinary, like any machine, functioning very good, take the bus, take the train, take the plane, go to the shop, but inside you just giggle. There is no fear, just this need, hold me, so that it can happen what will happen. So much in love, so much thank you for being here and now, Premadhu. Very good, Mother. I'm holding you. Don't you feel? Beloved Master, I'm so thankful that you came into my life, and I feel so privileged to have found you, a living Master. The name you gave me is changing something in me. It makes me more clear and daring to stand up for the truth. Yeah, it's time now, Dorji, to stand up for the truth. And that is the power in a new name also. Because now you're not the new. You have to live the new that I connect you with. And it's time now. No more wasting it. So you really get settled in the truth. Thank you, Master, thank you. I feel so blessed to have found you and that you have accepted me as your disciple. I also feel blessed that we can come to the weekend. There is a lot of smiling and laughing and feeling touched and feeling love and thank you, Master, Dorje. Very good. We have to stand up for the truth if you're going to transform. And truth means change. It has to be. Because when you've been living comfortable, stagnant, in a sleepy way, it has to change. So welcome the change. Because more awareness, more alive, more fresh you will be, more exciting to come into life again. And now, living a life more consciously.
Yoga Dharma 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 Dharma.
This was, since a few months, I am totally in love with you. After being an Osho disciple and knowing Punjaji, for me you are the one who translates this state of being that you are in a perfect version. I just get it, and tears of joy are falling. What to say? Nothing is said, nothing is heard. My deepest longing is fulfilled in hearing your message, seeing your videos. You reach me in my daily life. Things are going more easy, and a deep joy has been arising. Even though I know that everything comes at the right time, my longing for meeting you is very strong. It feels like my soul is with you, and the poor body cannot, because all your retreats are during school time, where I work with an autistic child. That is your child or somebody else? And you are taking care of that child? The only time I could come to Norway would be in August, because I have summer holiday. Therefore, I ask you if I can come, even if I didn't meet you before. One time has to be the first, no? But you have to see, Jitendra, if you can manage to save up some holiday or something and join the caravan sometimes, no? It's time to do that. It will happen. It will happen by itself now. You have other responsibilities also now. Higher responsibilities. My sannyas name from Osho is Mahadeva Jitendra. It means divine victory. The deeper meaning is to trust in existence. If total trust is there, all fighting stops. Yes, that's what these people say, no? It's so easy. Why not just trust totally? Anything that is total, then time stops. All fighting stops. That's the whole art, just to be totally here and now. Victory happens by itself in trust, in falling in what is. So what can I say? What can I ask for? The only thing is that my deepest longing is to get enlightened, to fall into it. That's all. Yes. But if you get enlightened, then who knows what will happen? You might leave all your responsibilities and everything. So maybe a good idea to start practicing. because enlightenment is strong stuff. It can kill you. It can burn you up. It's good to get used to it. In trust, everything happens, but trust cannot come if there is no love. And you felt this love again now. It got ignited again. And then out of that love, then trust comes. That means it's real love there. It's something that is so deep. And then when love is total, then trust comes. And that is very few that experience that trust. So trust in that, not anything else. Trust in that love, trust in that trust. Because that is what will fulfill you. Okay, my dear Jitendra. And come back so you can enjoy now. In total love, in total trust, in total dance, in total silence. Okay? If you trust the master, then it can happen very quickly. But most people have totally lost that sense of trust because they've been hurt so many times in their emotional centers and in their mind. So that will always come and haunt you. So if you don't have a connection with the master from a pure space, deeper than your mind, deeper than your emotions, then you cannot live in that glory of trust. That trust is freedom itself. And freedom is God. And God is freedom. Trust is something so real that it can only come from that which is real in you. It can never come from that false, from your mind, from your ideas. It can only come from your very core. And you can only trust that which is real. So only the real can touch that which is real in you. And if you feel that, surrender to that which is real in you. Beloved Swaha, sometimes I wonder what do I really like? Or what do I really want to do? Then not much happens. Not many ideas come. But when I touch deeper into my heart, it is just to feel you and express the love. That's it. So excuse the males, it just happens, and I'm helpless. Love, Anurati. You don't need to excuse your males, because it comes from love. Never excuse the love. It has to be shared. That is what the world needs, is love. Ordinary people share all kinds of things because that's what they have, just garbage, gossip, projections, fear, doubts, competition. No, when you come back to your center, to your heart, to your love, then share it. That's what I want to ignite in you. And it can be shared in 1,000 different ways. You don't even need to say anything and you can share it. You don't need to express it. You can express it like a fragrance. Sometimes I wonder, what do I really like? Or what do I really want to do? It's bound to come up, Anurati, because now everything has changed. You have changed. What do you really like? No, it's very simple now. It's all those dreams are gone. Or what do I really want to do? No, you don't need to do. You don't need to prove yourself for anybody. Just be. And let everything that comes out of that beingness. Then not much happens. Not many ideas come. Ideas should be like everything else. Let them come when they come. And really good ideas, they come only when they come. Bad ideas comes all the time. All the time they come and influence your life with stupid things. Don't act on those. Act only on the good ideas. But when I touch deeper into my heart, it is just to feel you and express the love. That's it. Yes, that's it. That's exactly how it is. So simple, so easy. That's the sign that that's it. And nothing is needed, not even an idea is needed, no doing is needed. It's just like it is. Isi is right, Babaji says. It's just, that's it. There's nothing to do. Just rest more and more into that heart, just to feel you and express the love. Because love, when it's there, it wants to be expressed. And don't express anything else. Then your whole life will be beautiful. An expression of love. So excuse the males, it just happens, and I'm helpless. Be helpless, Anurati, is beautiful. For the egos, for the ordinary people, helplessness is bad. It's a defeat. But for the spiritual person, it's a victory. To feel that you are helpless, you can't do anything. That is just on the step of total letting go, of surrender. Because only in helplessness, when you realize you cannot do anything, it's too vast, it's too big. You just have to be receptive, open, vulnerable. Only then can it be given to you. And it can only be given when you have that helplessness, when the ego is gone. So this helplessness will only help you. Help you to go deeper in meditation, in love, in silence. So I'm very happy, it's very beautiful. It's nothing to do, it's just to drown in it. That's what the heart wants to. It wants to drown in the honey. One mystic writer says, "Oh, my master, you are the sandalwood, I am the water. Together our perfume fills the world. Oh, master, you are the forest, I am the peacock. Together we make a wonderful dance." That's what the disciples should do. They should assist the master's work to make it even more beautiful. That is what the devotee is. That is what the disciple is. To help spreading the message, to help spreading the love, to help spreading the freedom. Oh, master, you are the lamp, I am the wick. Together we burn night and day. Night and day we burn. Master, You are the pearl. I am the string. Together, we make such a gorgeous necklace. Both is needed. Master, you are the giver. I'm the one who enjoys. Such is this luxury that I am enjoying. Enjoy. Enjoy the rain, enjoy the sun, enjoy the wind, enjoy the stars, enjoy everything. Together, we make such a beautiful dance. Let's just sit there till January. Thank you.
swept away your beauty, too much to bear with.